friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing in our WOW series for devotionals and trying to stir our own affections to what God has called us to here and now in our communities and beyond. Today's reflection is going to be largely based out of Acts 22, 14 through 18. So you can flip there if you want to read through this passage. The proof is in the pudding. I'll believe it when I see it. I'll be the judge of that. What do all these phrases have in common? Well, we're looking to see if a person's actions are going to support their words. In the passage that we're talking about, Acts 22, we see Paul, formerly a serial Christian incarcerator and killer, defending himself before the Jews, testifying to the reality of Jesus Christ and what has happened to him. Paul told his audience that his encounter with Jesus forever changed him. And he substantiated his words by describing a trail of life-changing events from the moment of his salvation, beginning with his baptism in Acts chapter 9. Paul's repentance made him a co-heir and co-laborer with and for Jesus. And now we see a glimpse into the purpose behind his deployment, his sending off in real time, right? He was actively sharing the truth of Jesus, which took courageous faith because he literally had just been taken hold of, dragged out of the temple, and beaten by his crowd that he's now standing in front of him. God tells us through Paul, when we listen to the message of truth, the gospel, and believe, we are sealed in Jesus with the Holy Spirit of promise. God also tells us through Paul that we have this treasure, the Holy Spirit, in earthen vessels in our bodies, so that the surpassing greatness of the power of God, and not from ourselves. Who then is the one that God says enables us to live courageously for Jesus, revealing the proof of our salvation? It's the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit who enabled Paul to live courageously with and for Jesus, enables us to live courageously with and for Jesus now. The entire book of Acts is telling this story. In fact, the very first step after salvation is declaring your faith in Jesus publicly through baptism, right? If you haven't yet stretched your Holy Spirit faith muscles through baptism, consider this your next step. It's an aspect of our obedience to Jesus that we would be baptized, proclaiming that just as Jesus was dead and buried and raised to new life, so we too have been dead and buried, raised to new life. When we have baptisms at Life Point Worthington, I say this every time, that is a far better sermon than the one that I'm going to preach, because it tells the story of the gospel. Today, we reflect on how God has transformed our lives through the Holy Spirit. Now, let's take some time to pray it up. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you today of the transformation that has been brought about in your life through his work. And if you're looking for a practical thing to do to live this out, I would take a moment to think carefully about your own transformation story and how you might share this with somebody else. And honestly, it may not look like, hey, my life was one way, now it's this way, and yours can too. That's a fine way to share your story. Maybe you need to identify a specific moment in time where God stepped in powerfully in your life that you can share as a testimony of God's goodness as you share your faith with others. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.